remember the face of an angel. Well, we're starting to have a good time up here. We're singing songs we haven't sung in 30 years. Wait a minute, I sung that song last night, didn't I? Oh, you're a great audience, I'll tell you. I love talking to y'all, but you know, if we keep talking, we won't get any singing done, will we? Race horse? Should I do that? Any of you folks run horses? Well, I'll tell you what. You know, we played the Opry one night. You know, we play quite often down at the Grand Ole Opry, except recently we haven't played there at all. But anyway, now wait a minute, we was in the Ryman. We didn't do the opera, we did the Ryman. But so anyway, on the way home, Eddie Stubbs, you all know Eddie Stubbs? He's in the Hall of Fame now. Yes, sir, just him and David McLaughlin and Dudley Connell and all those bass players that played there, you know, I just get all the names, you know, Tom Adams, banjo picker, Richard Underwood, banjo picker, all those. Marshall Wilburn, who? I got him in there. I sure got David in there. Yes, sir, I can't forget David McLaughlin. Earl Yeager, he was a bass player with him.
Larry Robbins.
I got Marshall in there. Larry Robbins, the big guy, yeah. He's a big old guy. Boy, he could play that bass, man. He'd murder that bass when he played it. Now let's see, what are we doing? Oh. Oh yeah, I got away from everything there. Well, we were coming home from the Grand Ole Opry and I had my radio on, you know, naturally. And so Eddie Stubbs, he comes on after, you know, after the Grand Ole Opry's off and he spins records and talks to people, you know. So he had Johnny Cash's brother in there, Tommy Cash. And Tommy was a recording artist, you know, he's a big recording artist, but he was kind of overshadowed by a brother. You know who that brother was? But he was a great artist. He really was. And anyway, Eddie played this song. It was called Let an Old Racehorse Run. And it was a Tommy Cash song. You know, naturally it was on his record. Well, I thought, man, I like that song. I like the story in it, you know. So the next Saturday night that we played the Grand Ole Opry, you know, I said, Eddie, I tell you what, now I don't have this song, but I want you to give it to me or send me a copy of it because I want to record it, you know. And he said, what's that? What was it? I said, you remember you had Tommy Cash on there with you the other night? Yeah, I remember that. He said, well, you played one. I said, well, you played on one on there called Let an Old Racehorse Run. And I said, would you send me a copy of that? He said, I have no idea what you're talking about. He plays so many records that just all run together, you know. He plays them and then he'll put it on there, you know, and then while they're doing that, he'll do the weather in the news and all that. So he really don't know what he's playing sometimes, I guess. What a great DJ, though, I'll tell you. We had him for years there in Nashville, and we really needed him. We sure did. You know, I got to tell you this other story. Have you got time? You got mind? I'll tell you what. You know, they had a birthday party for me there in the Gibson place there in Nashville. Oh, that might have been 15 years ago. I don't know. Maybe 20. But anyway, there's a lot of folks there. Earl Scruggs come, you know, and a lot of big guys. Sonny Osborne, a whole bunch of stars come. And I was really honored anyway. And at the end of that show, because it was my birthday, Eddie walked up to me because he saw me talking to Earl Scruggs. And he said, Dale, I've got a present for you for your birthday here. And he handed me a 78 RPM record of Roll In My Sweet Baby's Arms. And so, of course, the guy that recorded it was standing right there with me, you know. And so Eddie said, do you remember, Earl, when you recorded that song or when it was released, you know, and the Earl said, I don't think I do. You know, he talked kind of slow, you know. And Eddie gave him, now I can't remember the date or the time or the studio, but Eddie gave him all the details. Told him exactly when he recorded it, what studio it was, what time of day, and when it was released. He knew it all. And he had it all right up here. He didn't have to look at no notes. Now we're going to do a racehorse song for you.